Oh, it feels amazing. It just feels right, you know? Feels like I'm back home.
If you look back at those last few years and just to where you are now, just all the sacrifices, the work you have to put in, just kind of encapsulate that.
That's hard to do, man. It's been a long journey. It's been a long fight. I'm just blessed to be able to put that behind me and get back to playing football.
Could you explain to fans what it's like to play different parts of the line and some of the challenges involved?
There's a lot that goes into it. You know, it's. It's very subtle things, but it's just the angles that you come off the ball, and then also the matchups too. You know, when you're on the edge playing tackle, you get more of those elite pass rusher guys. When you're playing on the inside, it's more bigger run stopper guys, and so wherever you're at, the angles are different, the matchups are different, and some of the assignments are different. Actually, I feel like it's come back a lot better than I had hoped. I really do, and every day it just feels like my reaction, seeing everything, it just is coming back to where I want it to be and where I'd hoped it would be.
During those OTAs, have you ever had a moment where you're like, wait a minute, I kept talking about getting out here. That was my goal. Wait a minute, I'm here.
Yeah, no question. You know, it's like. I wake up, my hands are sore, my neck is sore, my legs are tired and achy, and out here sweating in the sun and just loving every minute of it, every feeling of it, lining up and seeing whoever it is, JJ, clowning across, and just being like, this is what you've always prayed for, prayed that you'd be able to come back to get to this point, and now it's here, so it's. It's a blessing, for sure. And I'm loving it.
If somebody told you 3 years ago when this person got, hey, this is where you'll be in 3 years, what'd you say?
Like before I got diagnosed or during the fight?
I mean, after you got diagnosed.
I say that's kind of what we're fighting for, to get to not let cancer take, what you work so hard for, get back to... Get back to the life and the job that you always wanted.
This feels really good. Just the next goal, just imagining what it's going to be like to hit someone.
Yeah, no question. I'm having a lot of fun out here in OTAs, competing with my teammates, but I don't know if Coach said it, but he says it all the time, that it's not real football yet till the pads come on, so I can't wait till we get to really hit some people.
Mentally and physically, how does this compare to when you were
when I was a rookie, it's tough because when I was a rookie, you kind of get in here and your head's spinning, you're trying to figure it out, and it was a different offense. The offense we're running now is a little more complicated, but I've been here long enough to really know the system so I can kind of have a better grasp on it. And I'm a little older, I feel strong, feel good, and so I definitely feel like a veteran, but I'm still getting my legs back, I guess.
You watched a lot while you were waiting. I think you're a lot stronger mentally, learning the game and all that kind of stuff.
No question. I mean, I think, what I've been through, to come out of it, I'm stronger mentally, physically, spiritually. I feel very strong.
Think about being kind of an inspiration.
When I was going through my fight, you kind of look for people who have overcome it and gone on to do great things. And if I can be that for somebody else, then, I'm happy to be that person. Lucky to be that person.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, David.